If I were to put myself into the gospel story today, I think I would be one of the chief priests and the rabbis. Not that I'm a chief priest, I'm just a lowly parish priest. But for the purposes of this story, I'm going to elevate myself into a chief priest. It was in the spring of the year when these wise men came from the east. They came in a caravan with camels and servants and all kinds of baggage. And they came saying that they had observed a new star, and that this star meant that a new king of the Jewish people had been born. And so they were coming to Judea to find this baby and to pay it homage and bring him gifts. And they started asking around, where was it that this king was supposed to be born? And when I heard that news, I felt uneasy, because I felt caught or trapped between these wise men and King Herod. Now, on the one hand, I felt, who are these wise men anyway? I mean, they're foreigners. They're strangers. They come from another land far away. They don't know who we are. They're pagans. They worship some other god. They don't know our scriptures. They don't know our story. Who are they to come to us and tell us where our king is going to be born? Come with their strange caravan, their strange language, their strange clothing, and they expect us to pay attention to them. Why don't they just go back where they came from? On the other hand, King Herod, I know, will not like this. King Herod is jealous and cruel and petty and tyrannical. Herod is paranoid. He worries about any possible threat to his being the king. He's already killed people who he felt would be a threat to his throne, and he's even killed people in his own family. He is so egotistical that he just wants everybody to pay attention to him. He's the only thing that matters in his eyes. He's raised the taxes among the people in Judea so that he can build all these buildings throughout the kingdom. They're beautiful buildings, but on each one of them he's got his name, Herod. He wants all the attention. He's built the temple, it's true, but he's not much of a Jew himself. He's hardly even observant. So when King Herod called us, the priests and the scribes, to ask us where the child was to be born, I was nervous. I mean, we all knew where the child was to be born. It was in Bethlehem, of course. We all knew that. It was written in the prophet Micah. It wasn't any secret. But I knew that Herod might go to the place where the baby was to be born, and he might kill all the babies in that town just to put aside any future threat to his kingship. So I was nervous. Herod, I know, he doesn't care about children. He would snatch them right out of their mother's arms. Well, we told him. I mean, everyone knew anyway. And then he called the wise men, and he grilled them about just exactly when the star had been observed, what the day was, and what the hour was. And he did that, I'm sure, so that he could identify the child and kill him. So we all knew that he was going to try to destroy the child. This child, just newborn, so vulnerable and so helpless. I couldn't stand it. So what I did was, I met secretly with the wise men. I know it's not in the story, but that's what I did. I caught up with their caravan, they stopped, they got off their camels, they sat down, and we made tea, and we talked. And I was surprised when I met them. They weren't the rough and crude and savage people that I thought they might be. Instead, they were wise, and they were kind, and they were knowledgeable. And they told me about their people, how for generations they had studied the stars, and they knew the movement of all the stars and the planets in the sky. They could travel across the desert at night just using the stars as their guide in the sky. They were wise and they were kind and they were sensitive. I could see they were open to the leading of the Spirit, and that's why they had made this journey. It was a spiritual pilgrimage for them. Well, I told them that I was worried for the child, that Herod was a cruel and jealous man and might seek the child out to kill him. And they said, yeah, we already figured that out. And we made a plan that we would not go back to Jerusalem to see King Herod. We would go home by another way to avoid him. And we would warn the mother and the father that they needed to flee. Well, I came away from that meeting uncertain and a little confused. I mean, I recall that long ago, ages ago, the prophet Isaiah prophesied that foreign kings were going to come to Israel when a new king would be born. He said, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has dawned upon you. And nations will stream to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawning. And they'll bring gold and frankincense as gifts." Well, I wondered, are these wise men? Are these the kings that Isaiah was talking about? And is it possible that they're right? That the baby has been born who's going to be the Messiah of our people? Is it possible that God has called these wise men to come to Bethlehem? And is it possible that God is working through them to protect this child? There is evil in the world, no doubt about it. Look at Herod. But there is also good in the world. I mean, look at these wise men. God works in mysterious ways to protect his children. It may be that this child has been born to be the Savior of the world. And if so, I hope that I and all of us will share in his blessing. Amen.